Open Windows, July the 20th. The Spirit of Urgency. May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. Hebrews 13, verse 21. So long as we are in line with God's purpose, his work can go on in us. What matters is not, first of all, our activity. God is more concerned with what is done in us than what we do for him. He often reaches his end with us much better when we are in a state of inactivity than in times of much work. The hand of the potter was upon Moses when he was in the wilderness, where he could not do much. During 40 years, he was just looking after a few sheep. That is not very grand. No doubt he wondered sometimes to what purpose he was there, whether his life had any value. But principalities and powers saw something and wondered at God's wisdom. God knew how to equip this man, how to get his way in that life. That is true in the case of many a servant of God. God is working for good. He is shaping his vessel. There is wisdom in all his dealings with us. But we have to see to it that we have no plans or personal ambitions of our own. The clay has to be completely in his hands. If we are really here for God, we can be assured that he will reach his end, that he may work out his purpose in us. And there we shall find strength. Are you sure you are in the great purpose of God? Everybody has some part in it. Paul, when speaking of the church, illustrates it like this, that all the body is fitly framed and knit together through that which every joint supplies. No part of the body is without function. Each and every one has to be in God's purpose. Some parts may be very small. They nevertheless are equally important. We have to remember that God has called us for a purpose which will be realized as we abandon ourselves to him. Whatever it may be to which he has called us, let us be ready to do it. A Holy Spirit-possessed life is always marked by purpose. Nothing can be lost in such a life. Let us not believe in mere generalities. That is not good enough. There is something far more definite in God's thoughts for our lives. Let us abandon all personal desires and be filled with the spirit of urgency straight away. Those who know that they are called of God and who definitely recognize the purpose of their life will be wholly given up to it. Such no longer have any interests for the things of this earth. They have no time to lose. They must buy up their time.